Tripod Superdogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs. Zuri. Tripod Superdogs was inspired by photographer Sarah Loveland's own three-legged dog, Ruby. I'm Julie Hill. The beautiful tripod we're focusing on now decided to join in our chat while I was getting the pronunciation of her name right.
Jolly good. Okay, and it's Zuri. Oh, hiya.
She decided to join, obviously.
Oh, good for her.
Sarah tells us about her lurcher, Zuri. Where's that name from?
It's Swahili for beautiful.
Absolutely so, perfect.
Yeah.
Gorgeous. And what breed is she?
She's a lurcher. She's a Belgian Malinois cross.
Wow.
So I'm not sure what she's crossed with, what the other part is. But yeah, I know that she's Belgian Malinois lurcher.
Wow.
So
yeah.
Yes, she was a bit wild for a previous owner, so they couldn't cope with her.
Yeah, so tell me about your other dogs. How many dogs have you got?
Yes, I have seven.
Yeah.
Most of them are failed fosters. Well, a few of them are failed fosters.
Yeah.
I take dogs in. That's how I ended up with Zuri. I take them in to find new homes.
Yeah.
And not all of them go, you know, past my dog. So everybody said when she came that, oh, she's not going anywhere. She's a keeper. And I was like, no, she's not staying. And then after a week, I finally gave in and said she's staying. So I think once I decided to change her name, she was staying.
That's it. Yeah, she's yours then, isn't she? Yeah.
So yes, I have six lurchers of various mixes and a border collie.
Wow. So,
yes, wow. I'm a madhouse. I am a madhouse.
Yeah, so you get plenty of exercise.
Yes. Oh, yes, yeah. You do. I mean, to be fair, the lurchers and the border collie now, because he's nearly 13, they have a very good off switch.
Yeah.
The only one that was missed on production line that having the off switch was Zuri. So they kind of missed that bit out, or they didn't wire it properly.
Oh, bless her to bits. Oh, she's lovely. Yeah. So tell me, how did she, what happened with her leg?
I'd been to get dog food because I feed my dogs on a raw diet.
Yeah.
And I'd been to Durham Animal Feeds to get their food on a Sunday. And I'd popped in when I got back and then went out to load the van. Well, my dogs have a dog door.
Yeah.
So they can get in and out as they please. And she always gets excited when I go in the van, when I'm doing anything in the van, because she thinks we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
And she jumps at the fence. And just this one time, I was unloading the dog food and I just heard screaming coming from the back garden. And she must have jumped. All I can think of is she's jumped at the fence and where... On the front side of the fence, I've got the nice neat side to the outside, so it's tiny for the like on the road. So there's a gap between the post and the actual fence.
Yeah,
and it's literally big enough for a paw. That's it. So she's obviously jumped at the fence and slipped through and got it stuck.
Yeah.
That's the only explanation I can think of. There's no other explanation.
No.
So, yes.
Sometimes it's just like if there is a danger, if there is a way they can find some scrape to get into, they find it. It's just like that sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. And it was a freak accident.
Yeah, yeah.
It will probably never happen again. But, you know, and now I'm extra careful. If I'm doing anything in the van, the dog doors get shut and they're shut in the house.
Oh, yes. And stay calm.
Yeah, no, she probably wouldn't ever do it again, but, you know, I'm not taking that chance.
Yeah, so. Wow. So it was straight off to the vets, was it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, straight to the emergency vets because it was a Sunday. So they didn't really do anything. They kept her in the waiting room and it was obviously broke in two places. Both bones in the front leg were broken. And there were one of them was quite high up to like really close to the elbow. So they just gave her pain meds. They said, well, not x-ray her because it's pretty obvious that it's broken in two places. We'll give her pain meds. I could have kept her in and they'd just monitor her.
Yeah.
And I just said, well, I can do that at home.
Yeah.
So I'd sooner be at home where I can keep an eye on her. So then the next day they said, oh, make an appointment with your vet tomorrow. And I'd messaged my vet nurse at the surgery, because I'm friends with her on Facebook, and said, expect a call tomorrow, I'll be making an appointment. And then when I got through in the, like, on the Monday morning, she'd already made me the appointment.
Oh, bless.
So the vet was umming and ahhing, and obviously had her in for x-ray, umming and ahhing, trying to figure out a way but to be the most successful at fixing it.
Yeah.
And because of where it was and because of her energy levels and the sort of dog that she is, it was high risk that it would fail if you tried pinning it.
Yeah.
So I said, no, I'm not putting her through it. Not for it to be 3 months down the line of stuck in a cage and it not to work in anyway.
Yeah.
So I just said, just take it off. So it was the best thing for her. So they took it off, and the next day she was running around like a lunatic.
Again. Bless her. Yeah, good for her. You know. Good for her. Oh.
Yeah. So it hasn't affected her. You can't even, when she's at full gallop, you can't even tell that she's only got three legs.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she's just not affected at all, really.
Lovely, lovely. I mean, and a lot of people are saying to me that when the dogs are running, people don't notice. It's only when the dog slows down that they start going, hang on, are they missing a leg?
Exactly. They don't know. I mean, she doesn't know that she's only got three legs.
No.
So,
no.
There is things where you sort of have to adjust. She's now learned, because obviously I'm a dog groomer, so I've got her used to, when I first got her, you couldn't touch her feet to do her nails at all. She'd eat you.
Oh.
So I'd got her used to getting her nails done. I did them. She used to come to work with me and I'd do them every week, get her used to her nails. But now she has to adjust, because obviously I can't just have her standing to do her nails. She sits on her bum and sits up and
gives her a lift
up now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's adjusted herself.
Yeah. Hello. Oh, she's gorgeous. So, she's in beautiful condition. You can see the muscles on her shoulders. She's gorgeous.
That's because she never stops, isn't it? Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so affectionate as well, isn't she?
Oh, yes. Yeah. She loves a cuddle, don't you? You do love a cuddle. Whether she thinks she's a lap dog, she thinks she's about that big.
Yes.
So, curl up on my knee, don't you? 20 kilos. 21 kilos, I think you are. You put weight on since losing your leg. Wasn't meant to happen.
Oh.
So, yeah, just trying to keep her as lean as possible as well.
Yes.
Because obviously you don't want the extra weight on that front leg, so.
Yeah.
And it's working, isn't it?
Hey. Oh. Yay. Bless her. She says, Mommy, play. Oh, bless her. And so, does she keep up? Okay with, you know, does she get along well with and keep up with your other dogs?
Oh, yes. Yeah, she's always the one leading the charge. In fact, everybody struggles to keep up with her. So, yeah, and she tends to barge them, so she'll just run into them. So she, you forget the brakes, don't you? Sometimes fall flat on your face because you forget to brake.
Oh, bless her.
Then she adjusts herself and learns.
Yeah.
So we took her, I took her for luring. Have you ever seen luring?
No.
When they go, they sort of, it's basically a bit of rag on a string. And they sort of, it's like chasing a rabbit, really.
Yeah.
So I took her luring and I did it twice with her. And the first time, she, at the end, when the stopped, she fell flat on her face. She just sort of skidded on her face. So I did it again, and she learned to break.
Oh.
She learned how to stop. So, she learns from her mistakes.
Yeah, yeah. So, but then again, that's giving her an outlet for the physical energy, but it's also getting her brain working, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. which is the trick, isn't it? If you can get them thinking, the brain is the most tiring, thinking.
She's very clever. She's definitely got the Belgian Malinois brain.
Yeah.
She learns, picks things up like instantly. So.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Oh, bless her. And how old is she now?
She'll be 3 on the 1st of October.
Wow. So she's
only a baby still.
Yes, yeah, she's still. Isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank goodness she found you, because obviously, you know, as we say, you meet her needs and you can cope with, you know, her being a tripod. Not that it sounds like there's a lot to cope with, but.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. How do people react to her when you're out and about? Do they sort of, if they notice, what do they say about her leg?
Not a lot, really. Normally, oh, bless her. Oh, how does she court?
Yes.
When I did the photo shoot at Codbeck with Sarah, I went for a walk round afterwards, and somebody said, "Oh, I bet she can't swim." Right, actually, she goes swimming every Monday to hydrotherapy, and she swims. She's just like, she's never faulted, because she always loved to swim in before anyway.
Yeah.
So, and we always went every week, we go to hydro for fitness for the dogs.
Yeah.
I think it was only, we'd waited a week after she'd had her stitches out.
Yeah.
So it was 3 weeks after losing a leg, and I just put her straight in the pool, obviously, which this, now she wears a life jacket. She never used to, but she'll go back to not wearing one. And she was straight in, and she still didn't want to get out, because because the pool that we take her is a round pool, and it's not, there's no ramp to get in and out. They have to be lifted in and lifted out.
Yeah.
She won't come near the edge when it's time to get out. She doesn't want to get out. She's like a naughty child.
Oh, I love that. I do love a dog with opinions that lets you know the opinions as well.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah, she's definitely got a lot of opinions. So.
Good. Have you got, I mean, it sounds as if it's going to be, the problem is going to be narrowing it down, but have you got any funny stories about her?
Life is hilarious with her. I mean, I do canicross. Well, I did canicross with her. I haven't been out with her since she's lost a leg.
Mm.
Mainly because of me, because I'm using it as an excuse, so she can't go running. She can't go running, so I don't have to. but we did... We did a half marathon fell run.
Wow.
And it was a challenge. It was for motor neuron disease.
Yeah.
And I had her, and I took my other lurcher, Maui, who really wasn't interested in running. He ran most of the way next to me instead of pulling the way in front. Okay. But she pulled and pulled and pulled. And we got, I mean, a half marathon is... 13 miles.
I think it's 13 miles, isn't it? Yeah, because it's 26
Yeah. So, and we got to the final mile marker, and I was on my knees, literally. And she was just still pulling. And we were it was near the end, but it was quite a steep bank down.
Yeah.
And she nearly had me on my backside. She wasn't steady. I was trying to get her to steady so I could get down the hill safely. No, she just wanted to go. And then, we'd got to the finish line, near the finish line, and you could go left to go round the ultra marathon or right to the finish line. She wanted to go left. Not a chance. And then we'd actually got back to the van when we'd finished, and we'd cooled down and everything. I got her back to the van and tried to get her in the van, and she dug her heels in. She did not want to get in the van.
Wow.
She wanted to carry on.
Yeah.
So she's full of energy. And then the next day we went, even though I could barely walk, we went to agility training.
Yeah.
And she just kept barking at me to go faster.
She's a very active dog, isn't she?
Anything that I tried to get her into anything that kept her mind busy.
Yeah.
So I've never done agility before, and I thought she needs to do something else other than, because we do fly ball. She needs to do something else other than fly ball to keep her mind busy.
Yeah.
We tried agility, And yeah, she just barks to go faster, and I'm not very fast. So yeah, she's quite funny.
Yeah. Oh, good for her. Yeah. That's great, because nobody says to them, now look, you're going to have to take things a bit steady now. They just let's go. You know?
Yeah.
Is there anything else? I mean, we've covered a lot of things, but is there anything else you'd like people to know, you know, if they're facing this decision or if they're looking at maybe adopting a three-legged dog or anything like that? Is there anything you'd like people to know?
Other than it's just let them do what they want to do. They'll only do so much. I mean, she's probably one of the more active ones that will just do anything. It hasn't affected her in the slightest.
Yeah.
But it's just let them do what they want to do. It doesn't affect them at all. It doesn't affect them. I mean, I every so often think, oh God, who's limping now? As I see her in the corner of my eye, and it's like, oh, it's just Zuri. Because you can't, obviously, when you can only tell when she's walking.
Yes.
Because she's obviously having to compensate. But no, it's, and if you've got a tripod, you can't have weight on them.
Yes.
They have to be lean, otherwise you're just shortening the lives.
Yeah.
Because they want as least pressure on the legs as possible. Yes.
Yeah.
Obviously I've got her lean. She's the right build to keep lean.
Yes. And yes, she's the beautiful. Right
activity level to keep lean, aren't you? Yes.
Gorgeous.
So, when she wants attention, she gets attention.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you?
I'm the same. I can identify. Yeah. Bless her. Oh, their little face. And she's really making puppy dog eyes at you, isn't she? She's like, man.
It's like, come on, Mum, it's time to sit down and watch the telly now. I need to curl up on your knee and go to sleep.
Yeah, it's Friday night. I need R&R. Oh, bless her. Bless her. Is she on social media at all, or?
She's not. I have thought about making her an Instagram page. Calling her The Adventures of Zuri, the Tripod Giraffe, because that's what I call her, the Tripod Giraffe. It was my friend that said, oh, she's now a Tripod Giraffe. So I was like, it's kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Because she is. She's got legs, haven't you? And you are just like a giraffe. So I'm thinking of doing a Instagram page and following her story along so people can see.
Yeah.
Like I say, it's not stopped her at all. She still does. We're coming back slowly, but she's still training fly ball. So we're still doing fly ball. And I always laugh because with fly ball, have you ever seen fly ball?
It's really fast. It's and like, they run down, don't they? And they're going over hurdles and they hit the board at the end. They get the ball. They run back over the hurdles. Well, that is a full on activity.
Yeah. When they get to that, when they collect the ball, you ideally want them to have a perfect swimmer's turn.
Yeah.
So all feet on that box to turn properly. And she does that.
Wow.
But her training, I keep saying, oh, that was a nice 4-4 turn. No, it was a 3-4. So, yeah, she's still doing it. We're doing it slowly, obviously, because she's got to learn to slow down.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, she's getting there. She's, you know, just trying to take it slowly so she's not rushing too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, she's, I mean, that's what she absolutely loves to do the most, the fly ball. She loves it.
Yeah.
So to stop her from doing it would be, I did an hour about thinking, oh, will she be able to? But no, she's going to be absolutely fine doing it.
Yeah.
The second that she starts not hitting that box properly and potentially damaging herself, she'll stop.
Yeah.
But for now, the way that we're doing it slow, nice and slowly, she's doing all right.
Yeah.
So, she's doing well.
I think you're right. I think they let you know, don't they? You have to watch them. You have to read them, but they tell you, I'm doing well, or no, I've had enough.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Oh, excellent. Well, I mean, she's a real tripod athlete, isn't she? She's brilliant.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She is.
Yeah. Oh, excellent. Well, thank you ever so much, Sarah. And, all right. And the best of luck to you and Zuri and all your dogs. And it looks really happy. I want to be there with you and just be, you know, have dogs jumping on me. It looks gorgeous.
Oh, God. Oh, they're crazy. Yeah. But oh. I say I get everybody else's rejects. Nobody, they're too wild to work for anybody else to have. So yeah. I end up with them. But I like a dog with spirit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Got to have a dog with spirit.
Yeah. So. I like a dog that you know you've got, you know?
Yes. Oh, yes, definitely. I've got 7 of them.
Well, it's having a bit of spirit that gets you through life. You can see Sarah Loveland's portraits of Zuri and all the Tripod Superdogs at sarahloveland.com. And look out for the hashtag Tripod Superdogs on social media. Hear more from Julie at dogcastradio.com. Tripod Superdogs, a celebration of three-legged dogs.